Our next storyteller is Jason Slemons. Jason was born and raised in Eagle River in Chugiak, and he grew up hiking, camping, hunting, and burning marshmallows. In his teens and 20s, he studied math at half a dozen schools across the country. He escaped, he says, largely unscathed, and moved back to Alaska with his wife, Leah, where they had two children, Frida, and Daphne's here tonight in the back there. Hey, Daphne. He has found a renewed interest in fat biking, mountain biking, and road biking, and camping with his family in their 30-year-old Toyota RV. Please welcome Jason Slemons.
Thanks. So many of you are probably familiar with the phenomenon of having a friend or an acquaintance from outside, from the lower 48, come up during the summer and visit you for a week while you play host. So this happened to me and to my family in the summer of 2014, it was, with one important difference, and that is that the acquaintance was someone I had never met, but my wife knew, and my wife and family were gone that week. So I was gonna play host to Tony, who I'd never met before, but who was German, and was a graduate student in the Midwest in something I don't remember. But you know, the trails build community. We hear it all the time, and I was like, well, we're gonna show this guy around. So about midway through the week, I thought we should go mountain biking. And he had biked some, never mountain biked, but we went up, I took him to the hillside trails. And for those of you who don't know, the hillside trails are a bunch of single track mountain biking trails in and around Hilltop and below Prospect Heights, so I took him up, it's not far from our house, so we just biked, and we went up the drone lane, then we went up Janice's Jive, and then we went decided to go down the Hive. Actually, sidebar, Janice's Jive is the best name for a mountain bike trail that we have ever had. It's like, am I learning how to dance disco, or am I mountain biking? Anyway, so Tony and I, we start down the Hive, and he's not real fast, so I'm waiting every now and then to make sure that he's fine. I want to be around if he falls or something. So I take a turn around one of the corners in Janice's Jive, and sure enough, I pass a bear. And it's maybe 5 yards away, and I think this is probably the only bear I've ever seen on these trails. And I remember it being brown, but that's probably not true, and I keep telling myself that. So I see the bear. He's largely uninterested. He probably heard me coming. And I don't want Tony to see him and freak out, so I stop maybe 10 yards down the trail. I get my bear spray out, I take the safety off, I start banging my bell and making a lot of noise so that when Tony comes, he can see me and he can tell that I'm there, and I can tell him, you know, he show up and, or sorry, get behind me, Tony, and we'll just keep going. Sure enough, Tony shows up, and I say, hey, you know, get behind me, and as soon as he shows up, of course, he sees the bear and his eyes get really wide. And there's this moment where I'm like, is he gonna listen to this direction? But he does, he gets right behind me, and the bear, still uninterested, I think, okay, we can probably leave. So I go and I take my bear spray and I put it back in the holster, and I sort of, my holster was right here, and put it right in the holster, right? Just important to put the safety back on. So I sprayed myself from like here to my eye. And I even have this, like, in that moment, which time slows down for, by the way, in case you've never been through this, I have this very vivid memory of like watching the spray actually toward my eye. The other thing I realized in that moment, beyond the fact that like 37 years old, I've never experienced that much pain before, was that I really wasn't worried about Tony anymore. And like building community and meeting this guy, not on the top of my list. So I did have the presence of mind sometime after that to think, oh, I should put the safety back on and get that in my holster and put some distance between me and the bear. And about that time, I heard Tony say something like, oh, what is that? Because I had forgotten to warn him what it was. So we turn around and put some more distance between the bear, and I'm like, okay, we got to get down. I want to get home. I want to find out, you know, if I'm ever going to see again, how long I've got to live, whatever. Because I'm pretty sure I'm going to lose the sight out of this eye. So anyway, I'm kind of making my way down the Janice's, or the Hive, and we actually run into this doctor, and I told him what was going on. He's like, yeah, you should flush your eye out. And I'm like, oh, that's a good idea. But I forgot to tell you, I already flushed my eye out and it didn't do anything. So thanks for nothing. So we keep going. I'm pretty self-absorbed. I've kind of forgotten to stop for Tony every now and then. And I finally stop, I think it was about the top of Hilltop. Like I pulled out onto where the ski area actually is. And I flush my eye out again. And it actually got a lot better. I think it had only been maybe 30 minutes since I, you know, tried to blind myself. But it was feeling pretty good at that point. And I kind of came out of my shell a little. I got a little less self-absorbed. And I realized that I had no idea where Tony was. I completely lost him. And, you know, there's kind of a maze of trails. So I got kind of worried about that. So I started biking around. I actually backtracked a little. I never saw him. I biked down. I biked over. I biked around. No Tony. I actually ran into that doctor again. And I said, hey, have you seen the German that was with me? And he's like, and he was German? So after a while, I kind of gave up. And I thought, well, I'll go home. And maybe he made his way home. Or maybe I can call him. And by the time I actually got home, I should say that the eye didn't hurt as much. My face was still on fire. But I really did want to know if Tony was okay. And sure enough, I got home and he was there. He'd even gone over to the neighbors and tried to call me. What a great guy. And he wanted to know how I was doing. And I was like, man, what a great guy. And I'm like, I'm doing pretty bad. My face still feels like it's on fire. But in that moment, just like when I sprayed myself, time kind of slowed down because I realized that even though I didn't really know Tony like 40 minutes ago, he was my best friend now. And like, I talked to him for months after that. I still talked to him. I talked to him about the story. And so a lot of building community, you know, it sounds really great, especially when you're talking about trails, and it is really great, but sometimes it hurts your eyes. Thank you.